Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Ultramatic Feeders, and Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related.
Stacking and packing them dogs in the back, man, way too many to count them. When we cut them loose, their paws ain't barely even gonna hit the ground. They're so damn fast, they could lap old Richard Petty at a slow run. They'll be burning it up, make you want to yell fire on the mountain.
Well, folks, that catchy down-home music is brought to us by our next guest. Now, Mr. J.J. Lawhorn is an awesome singer. If you listen to that, you already know that. But J.J. is also a lifelong hunter and fisherman. I believe he's up in Tennessee right now. We're going to talk to J.J. He's an interesting young man. I want you to meet him. J.J., thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Well, I appreciate you having me on the show, Mr. Luke.
Well, yes, sir. I talked to JJ for about 30 minutes before we actually have him on the air here. He is an awesome talent. I want you to listen to him, and we're going to tell you how to do that. But through the years, I've never really built an outdoor hunting and fishing show on celebrities, if that's one way to put it. I'd love to have people like JJ on, but they have to know something about hunting and fishing,
That's right.
JJ, you were talking to me about an interesting topic, something I've never done. And if you're as old as I am, you've been hunting and fishing for as long as I have, there's not a lot of stuff you hadn't done, but turkeys with dogs, man, I've read about that. That's kind of an old school way. And I don't know how many people do that anymore. Nobody in Texas, I would venture to guess. But, back in Virginia and places like that, it's a tradition, isn't it?
Sure. Yeah, I grew up down there in Virginia about an hour outside of Richmond. And they do a lot of stuff like that, working with dogs. We still run deer with dogs. And, of course, we hunt rabbits and coons and squirrels and whatnot. But hunting turkey with dogs is definitely something that's, most people laugh at it. They say, I never heard of that. You're pulling my leg or whatnot, but it actually is a really good, way to kill turkeys in the fall. And one of the strategies a lot of people do is they like to take the dogs in there and break the birds up, from being in a big old flock. And, the dogs will go in there and find the turkeys and flush them all out at the trees and whatnot. And the old timers, they'll sit down and call the turkey flock back together and get them a turkey. So it's kind of an unorthodox, but it works really well. And a lot of guys down there near me, they just as soon as hunt turkeys in the fall rather than, hunt them in the springtime, which might sound a little backwards. I personally prefer hunting them in the springtime, but it's something that if you ever get a chance to go down to Virginia, and find somebody that's got some turkey dogs, it's definitely something worth doing.
It sounds exciting. I like to actually. I bow hunt a lot. I hunt with big bore air guns. I'm hunting editor for a big bore air gun magazine, JJ, and love to hunt those turkeys in the fall. With a big bore air gun, like a .45 caliber.
That's something I haven't done. I was able to kill my first turkey with a homemade flintlock rifle this year.
Awesome.
Loaded with some shot.
Yeah.
It's pretty. That was pretty humbling for me because it took me. It actually took me 2 years to do it. I went and started last year, trying to get a bird with it, and had a real close call. I gave one a good haircut. You know?
I've done that.
I'm telling you that old flintlock rifle. You know, it's just a rock and some powder to set the whole thing off. You know, it's really rudimentary, and it's, you know, the range and everything is a little bit lighter than some of them new guns you got. But I tell you what, there was nothing as accomplishing, to me at least anyways, turkey hunting wise, as killing one with the homemade flintlock gun. That was really cool this year. I finally completed the quest. So.
Got to be. I used to shoot an old flintlock, not an old one. It was actually a new one. But it was, the rifle. I think that one was, if I'm not mistaken, it was either 32 or 36 caliber. This had been 30 years ago. But, I used to, and I still shoot muzzle loaders some, but you talking about a flintlock, there's a lot of things. That frizzin's got to hit that flint just right. And,
yeah.
I mean, or the hammer.
I've been mad a few times, when that thing didn't go off the way I wanted it to, and there goes old Forky Foot, he's just easing on away looking like, man, the lightning and the thunder's real bad today, come back. I can't reload in time,
There's no reloading to it. There's no reloading, is it, JJ? It's a lot of fun.
No.
Buddy, I can tell you and I, and I probably all of our friends listening, they're saying, wow, old Luke's found a new buddy here. but JJ, about your music, now, I know this much about you. You have several passions, but you love music, and obviously, my gosh, I've listened to most of your songs. I get a kick out of the one, I think it's called Posted, that you do.
Oh, man.
And good old boys like us.
I hear you. Yeah, I tell you what, it's funny, though. I go to a lot of places and hunt, different states and whatnot, and I swear, every other time I go down there, I end up meeting a new warden friend, because they never write me a ticket now, because I always got my act together. But I tell you, I've met a lot of them here over the years, and it got me thinking. I'm like, I wonder if these guys, have listened to my song. I wonder if they think that I'm actually over here poaching,
Yeah.
It's a double-edged sword. I got a concept album, and the whole album is about hunting. I'm sure you've heard some of it via our friend Brett, but for those listening out there, y'all can go to my website, jjlawhorn.com. Or you can check me out on Instagram at JJ Lawhorn Music, as well as, the other social media platforms, Facebook and stuff, at JJ Lawhorn Music. I just put out this hunting album about a year ago, and the whole thing is, every song on it is about a hunting-related topic. And, some of them is about an old gun my grandfather gave me, or hunting with dogs, or going duck hunting or hunting on posted property.
We won't mention that. Yeah.
There's a lesson in the song.
I hear you.
You go out there and you go hunting on posted property. Well, what's going to happen? The old man in green's going to come walking across the barbed wire and he going to haul you away.
So don't. That's exactly right.
So don't go hunting on posted property now. This is just satire. It's a funny song, and I think you get a kick out of it.
It's music.
If you listen to it.
Yes, sir. It's music. You know what we're going to do, folks? I've got, and I'll tell you too, JJ, Bill Carey with Striper Express. He's standing by. And he's probably in his boat up there at Lake Texoma. I don't know, but we're gonna talk some striper fishing with him. I want you to hang with me, JJ. This is not enough JJ Lawhorn talk. I want to continue visiting with you here in just a little bit, but stick with me, and then we'll visit with Bill here after the break, and then me and you'll talk some more hunting and fishing. How about that?
Sounds good, buddy.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Texas electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Texas, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online.